This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome to each and every one of you to the show. You know, today is a show that's going to be very unique. My guest is Sri Rani G, and she is here to talk about the Oneness Movement of the Oneness University. Now, more on that in just a bit. A special thanks goes out to the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. Please check them out and more at my website, that's journeyswithrebecca.com. And once you're there, you can check out all the latest news under the Journeys News and, of course, listen to past shows from the archives. I have many new and exciting announcements listed. And while you're there at the website, don't forget to sign up for the free and totally confidential Journeys with Rebecca newsletter. It will keep you informed of changes and guests that you're going to hear on the show. Now, my guest today is a beautiful soul named Sri Rani G, part of the Oneness Movement. Today we will learn about awakening to oneness, the 21-day process, and receive a oneness blessing by Sri Rani G. The founders of Oneness University have said the solution to humanity's suffering can be found through each individual being awakened to the state of oneness, a level of consciousness wherein we realize our interconnectedness with all life. Only then will peace and joy spread around the world to the people of all nationalities, races, religions. Stay with us. It's going to be a great show. Vitalizer Plus, Advanced Oxygenation System. Now, the Vitalizer Plus is scientifically documented to structure water. Powerful magnet and infrared forces reduce the size of individual water clusters, creating hexagonal water for more rapid penetration into your body. Increased oxygen. Turbulent forces create a visible vortex, increasing the amount of oxygen in your drinking water up to 30%. Add minerals. A mineral core within the unit releases structure-making minerals during the vitalization process to help structure the water and increase alkalinity. Add energy. The resulting energy in the vitalized water is enough to begin to balance the organs of your body within minutes after drinking. So go to perfectlyorganic.net and get yours now.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back. And as promised, I have a very special guest today. Her name is Sri Rani G, and she is part of a, I'm going to call it a process called the One Movement. And it's the One Movement Organization, and I'd like to take, or Oneness Movement, I'm sorry, Oneness Movement Organization. I'd like to welcome Sri Rani G to the show. Hi, how are you today?
Good, Rebecca. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you know, this is just a delight, and it kind of eludes me as to how or who gave me the information about you, but I did go to your website, which is onenessmovement.org, and when I got there, it was just like I popped open the website, and I was like, oh my goodness, the energy that just resonated from the website was I was just tickled pink to be able to bring you on today so that you can share this wonderful ideal that you have going on. It's very spiritual, very enlightening, very resonating, light-filled process that you're presenting to the world. I think this is just fabulous. I'm just at a loss for words at really how wonderful that this is all going to be for humanity. So I'm really glad for us to bring you forward here today. So as we're going through this, one of the things, though, that I think is going to be the most interesting for people, for them to know a little bit more about the Oneness Movement, is to maybe figure out really how you got started in this and what really made you, prompted you, and kind of your whole process, because that in and of itself is usually a wonderful journey for people to take when they come into some kind of an awareness of what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I'll share, you know, how I got into all this. I was a spiritual seeker for many years, but I think didn't find the right source. And for the help that I was looking for, I had some problems, relationship problems in my own life, and though I was also looking for to grow and to flower and for the awakening of the heart and stuff like that. So when I had those problems, I think that was very wonderful. They say suffering is a blessing in disguise, because this kind of helped me look further deep into, you know, finding what I have found. And all my life had a very comfortable, peaceful life, and then some years, like 3-4 years, I had intense suffering. And due to that relationship problems that I thought I could control at the physical level by doing this or by doing that, why doesn't this one respond to me like I want it? Why don't my children do what I want? And then suddenly discovered that I met one of the teachers from the Oneness University who was visiting. And when I met him and I asked him, and he said, the problem is not outside, the problem is inside. And he said, to become aware of it, just to see. He said the word see. And when he said that, like, you know, it was such a realization, and all the problems that I had a solution, and it was very simple. You know, what we do is normally we say, you know, we work with the mind. We try and solve problems, you know, that are internal in the external world by putting our own effort, struggling, and things want to resolve. Nothing happens. So when he said to see and become aware, it seemed like I was really looking inside me, and I was seeing that how simple the solution to every problem is, and that how it is only your own perception that is creating all the suffering and the struggle of the mind starts, you know, because you think, oh, you want it this way or that way. But the conflict is inside us, not outside as much. Once you see the conflict inside, lots of things will happen outside. So my life changed after that. I saw that I couldn't control, you know, my relationship or have my husband behave the way I want him to or do what I want him to do or, you know, control my friends or whatever. It was all, you know, the way I have to, you know, I have to solve whatever conflict is within me. And then after that, everything just flowers. Everything is beautiful. So it is not a place, person, or a thing that is responsible for your suffering. It is you. There is something that you have not, some issues that you have not worked internally that arise again and again in different situations. If you have not resolved a relationship with, say, some loved one that left you, and then you meet somebody else, it will pop up again. You know, that fear will pop up, that conflict will pop up, because it was not completely experienced. That hurt, that pain, that issue was not completely resolved. So the Oneness University, the founders of the Oneness University, Rebecca, are Amma and Bhagwan, and they are the ones, you know, who have started this university in India. And it is a fantastic university where people, you know how to live. It's a university not where skills are taught only, you know, how to work and how to become a good doctor, an engineer, or a computer scientist, but a university where they teach you how to look within and how to resolve, you know, the problem, to solve the problems that are outside within you. So they start, the mission and vision of this Oneness University is, Rebecca, are we on?
Oh, we are. I'm listening.
Okay. So the mission and vision of this Oneness University is to, you know, make the life, you know, very fruitful for people who are living here rather than a burden and a struggle. So they work on the internal level, and as they work on the internal level, that's right, the relationships that are, you know, so falling apart right now. And once those are set right, life becomes very joyful and meaningful to live. And then you are also an asset to this whole community, the family life, and also to the world. Because as you are happy, all you will give out is happiness as well. So the stress, the Oneness University wants to raise the level of consciousness for the whole world, but they say we cannot change the world unless we change the individual.
Well, that's a very true statement.
Yes, we have to work at the micro level to get, you know, to reach the macro level, to reach the masses that we are looking for. So we are just, the university's focus is on the individual, relationships with first them accepting themselves, and then accepting the, you know, their families, their relatives, near and dear ones, and the community at large. And only then, you know, they can be, only then they can contribute to this, you know, awakening of the rest of the world.
Well, it does start one person at a time. I would agree with that.
Yes.
And it starts with the individual. Well, I'm very, very pleased to hear that the information that you've shared with us up to this point, which is that, you know, the issues aren't, if we have relationship issues, we have to look within, why are those issues? And that's a very good thing, because, and I can tell you, as people are going to be listening to this, there's going to be still some people that don't take responsibility for that. And I would strongly urge you to go back and listen to the show again, because this is not about finding judgment with yourself either, is it?
No.
It's just simply understanding who you are and getting more out of the mind, because the mind can confuse what's going on with the emotions, the spirit, and that kind of thing.
Yes, that is very true. It's all in the mind. Everything that is happening is all in the mind. And what it is actually, Rebecca, from the time of conception to the present age, that, you know, how old or what you are, say you're 30 or 40 years old, whatever traumas or conflict or hurts or pain that were there during your lifetime, even the thought when your parents were having you of, you know, welcoming you or not welcoming you at the time of birth, all those little things have been affecting the individual. And, you know, when you were 8 years, what happened when the father, you know, you were trying to, you know, hug your father, did he like slap you or something like that? All those little hurt issues, whatever is there, if they are not experienced, they are all stored in your cell structure. And they are the ones that you are, you know, living from those past experiences. They are coming up and coming up again at different, you know, when you're about 10 years old, you know, maybe you have another friend or father-like figure you're trying to associate, and, you know, that fear is coming up. You cannot have a good relationship with that person. And say if it was a teacher who did something to you when you were like 6 years old or 7 years old, and hurt you, or there was no, you know, they didn't trust you. So you are, you know, in life, you'll feel this authority, you know, is not to be trusted, and because they will never trust you either. So when you even work at the age of 30 or 40, you'll not have a good relationship with your boss or whoever you're working with. So unless this hurt issue or whatever the trauma is within you is completely experienced, it'll leave you. It'll leave you like, you know, water being evaporated by the sun. And then there's no more residue. Then you can really, you know, you're flowering, you're being able to relate to other people properly, because otherwise these issues keep popping up. And in as a husband and wife, there are so many issues that arise, and there are hurts and there are pains. Though we live together, but we are so apart. You know, it's like maybe it's the same roof you're under, but you're so apart from each other because you have the resentment, you have hurts and you have pain that you have not resolved or experienced fully. So whatever is not experienced fully is in your self-structure, embedded in your self-structure. And so these are the, you know, experiences that of the Oneness University, when you go to the 21-day process, you go through clearing of these hurts and pain, you will see this coming up. And, you know, whatever you could not see when you were, you know, maybe 6 years old, or how your mother received you, did she welcome you, not welcome you, all those issues you'll see and you'll experience it to the fullest. And then it is only joy. Even if it's hurt or pain, according to the Oneness University and according to my own experiences, I'm telling you that if there is great amount of pain and we do not want to look at the pain, what we do is we are taught and we are conditioned by society and by family to run away from that issue.
True.
Yeah, you know, then only even our parents condition us and say, hey, don't linger on with that emotion that you have.
Yeah, it's always get over it.
Yes, get over
yes.
it.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
we are saying, you start the journey from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise you'll never get where you want to get. So, like in the physical domain, you start, if you want to, say, fly somewhere, you have to physically pack up, buy a ticket, go to the airport, take a flight, and then you get where you want to get. Similarly, in the internal domain also, it works like that only. You start from where you are. Right now, there is hurt, pain, jealousy, you know, frustration, emptiness, discontentment. You start from there. Because normally people are saying, oh, we want to be happy, we want to be joyful, we want to have this in our life, we want to have a very good relationship. But right now there is not good relationships. So unless you look at what is there, how can you get what you want? It is like just hoping for something, you know, without starting your journey. And you'll get nowhere. Like if you don't take a plane, don't take the flight, you know, that you've booked, you'll never get where you want to get in the physical domain. Similarly, in the internal domain also, you know, you cannot set right your relationships. You want to be happy and joyful unless you start from where the hurt and pain is coming. And when you come and see that hurt and pain, like, you know, nurture it like a child and completely experience that hurt, when you totally experience it, it's gone. And then only your relationships will be set right.
You know, that makes a great deal of sense as I'm sitting here listening to you, because when we're very, very young, let's say we had an experience, whether it be not being received well when we were born, or 5 years old or 8 years old, and we had a terrible experience, mm-hmm. we don't have the knowledge to articulate in words how to experience that fully before letting it go. So that's why we carry it around.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, of course, you're brought up in a different environment, which most of us weren't,
mm-hmm.
you know, because our parents were taught by their parents, and et cetera, and so forth, and so it goes on in a backwards motion. So here, the way I'm listening to what you're saying, this is a good way to break all those cycles that mankind, mm-hmm. worldwide, that most everybody has been in, for eons of time, is to let go of those things that are no longer serving of us by experiencing them, which in an adult mind, if they can go backwards and look at that experience, they can truly have the experience and then let it go, because they can articulate it in their mind to do that. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I this is just really good because, you know, I tell people a lot that they really need to, you know, really take responsibility and be accountable for what's going on. And I think you guys have got a marvelous program here that's going to be able to help people, to give them the direction, the knowledge, as well as the tools to do that. And we are out of time in this segment. And you guys do not go away, because we're going to be back with more of the Oneness Movement with Sri Rani G in just a moment. Stay with us.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for. With the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall. Only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back. And we appreciate you staying with us today. We're here visiting with Sri Rani G. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is a marvelous, marvelous conversation that we're having about the Oneness Movement. Their website again is www.onenessmovement.org. And again, we're here with Sri Rani G. And, you know, on your website, I talked a little bit with you about this off the air, about awakening to oneness. We're going to be talking about the Oneness Blessing and also getting into more of the 21-day process. So, Let's talk about, because we talked about your personal journey, and really it is very well stated as far as what people need to do for themselves to bring them into joy instead of living in drama and trauma and sadness and fear and all those things that mostly surround us, most of us, on a daily basis. So I'm going to kind of leave this to you, Sri Rani, to see if you want to start with the 21-day process, or if you'd like to go with the awakening to oneness, which I know, according with what you said, is it brings us into the oneness blessing.
Yes. Okay. yes, we were actually talking about, you know, how experiencing the hurt and pain is the, you know, start of the journey for your, you know, if you want to look for joy and happiness. You need to experience whatever there is. You need to forgive and seek forgiveness. You know, otherwise, if your relationships are not set right, you know, the journey is going to be a struggle and a lot of suffering. So the Oneness University is about, you know, having you look in within yourself and resolve all the conflict and hurt that is there, which is not... The cause is not outside, it is within you. So once you do that, there's the flowering of the heart, that happens, and your relationships get set right, and there is only happiness everywhere, and joy and peace within you, and you will be contributing that peace to the world. That is what the Oneness University basically does. The 21-day process, Rebecca, that happens in the Oneness University may change to maybe 7 days. We don't know. But the batch that is going to go is in October right now. And in this 21-day process, it's like starting the process. It's a never-ending process. People think if they go there and come back, you know, they'll have wings and they'll fly off. And it's not going to be like that. But it is an unfolding. It's an unfolding of like peeling an onion. Layers and layers of stuff that is within you for many, many, you know, lifetimes will be, you know, start processing. So while you are there, you'll see the hurts and pains that you have not been able to look at, and why there are certain patterns in your life that are obstructing you from getting a job or finish. Some people can never finish anything. They'll start a project, they'll never end it. It's because there are certain patterns you have formed from 0 to 8 years of age. Whatever decisions you made there, they are repetitive in nature. So you'll see those things too. When you see the pattern and completely experience it, then, you know, your life will change. You know, you'll start finding, you'll be able to say there's a pattern of having good relationship with your boss or authority figure. And if you see that, you will see lots of things will happen there. It'll unfold, and you'll see and experience it completely and see where you had made that decision. And the blueprints will change, and your life will have a very different meaning. It'll start flowing. And so it'll happen. Some layers will go there, and sometimes people, while they are there, will go into total bliss. And others will go into laughter, and others are still suffering extremely. So whatever is there, it like has to boil out. So depending on each individual is different. You cannot compare yourself to another individual. The process is different for each individual. If there are 60 million people, each process is different. So don't expect, oh, I heard this from this person and she's in a very great state, and I am still suffering, because there is something that needs to come out. So whatever, sometimes you go into deep suffering, and, you know, after suffering for, say, 5 days or 10 days, it leaves you. That 10 days is very, very difficult period. But then you feel so light. You feel like, oh, my God, you know, you're growing and flowering. And, you know, as you come back from the 21-day, people will see a change in the energy level. And they would want to be around you, because your level is different right now. Your conscious level is different. You're able to, you know, receive more, and you're perceiving things very different right now. And life has a very different meaning. So the process keeps on. Even after you come back, it will keep on going, you know, unfolding. And sometimes you're high. It's not that you fall down to the bottom like you are always extremely suffering. It'll never happen like that. It'll be going up and then coming down, up and coming down and up. But for some, it's a very easy flight. You know, they can get into really a great state very, very soon. It all depends on each individual. And many of the people down there, there are some people who are in such a great state right now. They are in like total bliss all the time. And others are in a process, and that process, how long it will be, we never know.
Right.
Okay, so that is about the 21-day process. And in October, we have the last group 21-day going, but we don't know, they may extend it to the January, or it may become less days as people are getting awakened. Maybe there's more energy now.
Right.
So they may reduce the number of days, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, and that would make sense, that you would adjust it according to what's going on with the energies across the world. So
yes, and also to suit the people, you know, sometimes 21 days is very difficult for people to take off.
You know, that's very similar to something that I learned you know, gosh, 15, 16 years ago when I took my first Reiki, initiative. And when I went through the first attunement, they told me that it would be a 21-day cleanse process. And in that 21 days, there seems to be some magic in that number.
Yes.
That it really was a cleansing and a clearing. There was a lot of things that happened in those 21 days, a lot of different adjustments energetically, emotionally, spiritually, physically for me while doing that. So that also intrigued me that there must be something very magical about that 21 days.
Yes, the 21-day breaks a pattern. If you have a pattern, it'll break that.
That's the magic number. So I guess that's something that we could all apply in different areas of our life.
Exactly.
Good. So let's talk a little bit now about the awakening to oneness, and then, of course, that's going to lead us into the oneness blessing, because I think that's kind of important as well. And, you know, for everyone that's listening out there too, Sri Ranaji, is that we're going to be giving a lot of information at the end of the show about how people can get a hold of you, about some of the other things that you have going on, because I know there's going to be people that are here listening, the audience is listening, that they're going to want to connect with this, because this really truly makes just major amounts of sense, especially where humanity is in the whole process right now.
Right. Yes, Rebecca, we have people from all over the world, Russia, you know, Fiji, Australia, New Zealand, you know, it's just growing, like, because people are feeling the change is happening.
Yes.
You know, it's not like just a dream that will happen. It's not just a promise, but it is a process. If they remember, it's only a process, so they'll remember when they dip down, they'll be out of it too.
Right.
It's a journey started.
Exactly. So,
yeah. And about the oneness blessing, what is the difference? You know, we do work a lot on relationships and on the individual accepting himself and setting right his relationships. And how that comes about is, you know, also experiencing the hurts and pains that I was talking about. People don't want to face that. And they want to run away from it. Like you said, we were conditioned, you know, to our mothers told us, oh, you know, don't sit and sulk, you know, go and do some work. How can you work and perform when there is so much suffering inside? For you to perform properly, you need to get rid of that whatever hurt and pain there is. And in order for people to be able to experience that on your own, you cannot do it. You need some help from the divine. You need some help from the collective consciousness or supreme love or whatever you want to call it to come and help you, charge you, because you are an individual with a lot of potential. But because of all the hurts and pains, we have not been able to see what our potential is. So it's like the oneness blessing is like recharging your batteries. So, and then once that process starts, then, you know, you start flowering and growing. So the difference is, so people will be able to experience that hurt and pain and have that energy, we give something called the oneness blessing. And it is a transfer of energy which is given by placing your hands on the person's head, very gently placing your hands there, and just doing that, the energy is transferred to them. So that will help them experience whatever is happening within themselves, to see also what is, to stay with the pain, because people want to run away from pain. And we do a lot of something called, Bhagwan says, sorrow management. We, you know, want to manage the sorrows, but we don't want to deal with what the root cause is. Here, to deal with the root is what the oneness blessing will help you with. So as the oneness blessing is given, it is not just a psychological process. It's not just imagining that it's going to happen. It's a neurobiological process that happens. It's like a surgery that happens in your brain where there is a rewiring of the brain. So that's how you will be able to think differently. in this oneness blessing that we give, two things will happen. One is the mind will be declutched, because the mind is the cause of all suffering. The mind, as soon as someone tells you something, oh, I don't like your dress, and right there the mind starts judging, commentary of the mind starts, and look, he doesn't like my dress, what does he think of himself, or what does she think of herself, and you know, its suffering has started already, just
right.
with one little sentence somebody said to you. And the mind will not let you, you know, get away from anything that is there. It keeps you occupied and suffering. So, for the mind, to control the mind, there is no way a man can control that mind, you know, to stop and end. The reason we have relationship problems is because of the mind.
Right.
It causes so much conflict. Oh, I should do this. I should, you know, what does he think? Or we judge others. We judge ourselves. You know, after we say, oh, he's bad and this and that. Or maybe I am not good enough. So both ways, you are putting yourself down. And there is no, you're struggling. So here the oneness blessing, since there's a rewiring of the brain, and it's a neurobiological process, so at this time the mind gets slows down and bit, and where you can see things here you will, and the second thing that happens is your senses get heightened. So as you're seeing, you're really seeing and enjoying. Right now we are not enjoying anything, as we are drinking water, eating food, we are just putting it down into us. We are not experiencing the food, we are not experiencing walking, we are not experiencing looking at the sky or the moon or the trees. We are just passing by. The mind is so occupied you that you are not able to even speak or listen to each other. So as this happens, everything slows down a little bit. And here you will look at the tree, you will start looking at the tree. You know, your senses are heightened. And as you touch something, you know, you'll feel that. As you eat something, you will taste that, and it will have such an experience. Life will be joy because you're experiencing each thing. Even if there is hurt, somebody says, yells at you, and you get hurt at that point, you're experiencing that also. And as you experience anything that is completely experienced, the end is only joy. So this is what the oneness blessing will do to people. It declutches the mind. And it also heightens your senses. So, you know, you can taste things as you're walking. You can feel, oh, what a great experience it is to walk. As you're ironing, it'll be such an experience, you know. So, and at work, you know, you may enjoy doing what you're doing because you're now experiencing what you're doing. Rather than just, you know, the mind saying, oh, you need to get away, you need to pick your daughter, you need to do this. Oh, my wife is going to yell, I need to do this. The mind is going on and on. Where are you at the work, really not performing at your fullest? So this gives you the capability to be, the potential that is hidden in you will, you know, get awakened at this time.
Very powerful.
And so this is basically, in a nutshell, the rest, if people want to know, we do have workshops and all. They can go also on the website and, you know, get more information. And if there is any other question, let me know. I'll answer it.
Well, the only thing that I would like for you to do is to go ahead and give your website again, because we're just about out of time.
Okay.
And also, any other last thoughts that you want to leave with us? I'm telling you, I was just totally mesmerized by what you were saying. You know, I was feeling it, and I hope that people go to your website, check it out, can get involved with this, because this is very phenomenal.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, our website is www.oneness-movement.org, and it's oneness-movement.org, and we do have some workshops that are coming up. Rebecca, if I may announce those?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, and one is... in Connecticut, it's in Norwalk, and it's on the 22nd, 23rd. It will be posted on our website. if they want to register, they can go on the website. I'm personally doing that. We have about 1,000 facilitators throughout USA that are doing workshops as well. But I do few of them, and one I'm doing in San Jose also on the October 5th and 6th. So, you know, you can go on the website and find information about that. And if you want, I can quickly give transfer the energy for everybody who's listening.
Okay.
Okay. And I will be just standing home. All the people have to do is just be in breath. Just experience their breath. And if they're driving, just drive. That'll be.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for. With the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
You know, we all have to be aware that our food products are just not as safe as they used to be. Well, and certainly that is true of our pet's food supply as well. So here's your answer to knowing you're giving your pet the best and safest food. Log on to JourneysWithRebecca.com and click on the Natural Pet banner link and check them out. You'll be glad you did, and so will your pet.
A psychic that you can believe in, trust in, someone who will listen to you, find out your needs, then provide you with real answers, useful information that can actually make a difference. Rebecca Jernigan. Call and schedule your private consultation from a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, Rebecca Jernigan. Call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Or find out more at www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're away from it all on a remote, unspoiled beach somewhere. Take a deep breath and enjoy the warm sea air. Sunlight streams through the palm trees as gulls call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Hi, we are back. You know, what a great conversation with Sri Rani G. And what a wonderful blessing that she gave us all today. How cool was that? You know, there's not too many places that you can stop by and listen to a show and receive such a gift. You know, this is just indicative of the times we are in. Yes, they can be confusing and chaotic, but you know, with people like many of the guests that I have right here on Journeys with Rebecca, we can transform ourselves. We can raise our awareness. We can become better than we are. And most of all, take responsibility for what we are. I think that today's guest shed much enlightenment on that process through sharing with us her own unique experiences. Okay, now moving on. I have an email to finish up from last week's show, so I'm going to repeat it again and then really get into the full meaning of it all. By the way, if you want to write me a question, it's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, and please limit it to one or two short questions. Okay, so here was the question that we had from JP in St. Louis. He writes, I am a Reiki practitioner, and I have noticed that my Reiki does not seem to be the same. I know I need to adjust some things, but I'm not fully understanding what the changes are so that I can accommodate what's needed. and why does it feel different? Okay, well, on a psychic level, he knows he needs to adjust some things, and he says it doesn't feel the same. It's just that he hasn't gotten into touch. He's trying to make the pieces fit into the old paradigm, and it's not working. So, now, I would like to say to all the energy workers out there, the times they are and have changed. I've been saying this for years now, that it's no longer business as usual, and that statement fits for light workers too. You know, everything that you have done before has had limitations to them. It's kept you restricted. You know, I'm a Reiki master teacher in 5 disciplines of Reiki. I'm also a reconnective healing practitioner, I'm an energy healer, and it goes on. Now, one of the things that I have come to know is that by the very process of how I was taught Reiki, it actually put me in a box. That you had to lay your hands a certain way or only expect certain results. Well, that whole process is very limiting. So why have those thoughts? You know, Reiki's been termed the universal life force energy, coming from the source, the creator, if you will. There should be no limitations or boundaries of its use, applications, or results. So open yourself to allowing the part of you that is knowing to just let the energy flow through you, and truly amazing things will happen. You know, there's truly nothing more to do than to just let it flow. So let's get back into the whole concept of being in a box. Being in a box means is that as you go through any kind of energetic healing, if you have done this in the past, it's time to really look at those and see if those ideas, those principles, those thoughts do limit the use of your energy work that you do on others, because you need to lift the veil, as it were. And again, I have to tell you, is that people like I have on my show are the ones that's going to be able to help you open that mind, open your awareness. It's time to start getting into the sense of self. Let that energy flow within you. And if it feels like it needs to be adjusted, don't question it. Let it flow naturally and easily. Times for clearing is now. Times for cleansings is now. And there's a wealth of information out there, not only just my show, but other people's like me. So, we just have to take responsibility. I am truly blessed to have each and every one of you here listening today. I hope that this touches you in some manner. And again, I invite you, if you have any questions or comments that I can either answer on air, or if you have something privately that you would like to share with me, please. It's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And again, I would ask that you keep it to 1 or 2 very short questions. Okay, real quick, we have another question from AM in Tulsa, and she writes, what do you see for changes upcoming nationally and globally? And it seems as if many more people are becoming more aware mentally, environmentally, and politically. What's your thoughts on that? And then the last question she writes is, are we going to have any more reverse speech? I think it's really cool. Let's go with the changes. Yes, there's going to be monumental changes coming up nationally and globally, not only for awareness, but also for changes. We're going to see secrets uncovered. We're going to find archaeological digs, things from our history being discovered. We're also going to be revealing some of the untruths that's been spoken to us, not only as a nation, but worldwide. I do believe that people are becoming more aware environmentally and politically, as well as mentally. It's due to the actual earth changes that we are now in, where Earth Mother herself is raising the vibration. So my thought is although the times that we live in are very chaotic, and they are very turbulent, they're also light at the end of the tunnel. It is truly a process to let us know that we are changing as a human race. Now, we're going to try to get some more reverse speech up for you guys here coming up very, very soon. I think it's really cool, too. So we're going to be playing some of that. We have some new things that we have edited, but we haven't got them up. So please be sure to stay posted to the website, because we will be putting that down as to when we will be playing some of that reverse speech for you. So, again, we thank you very much. You guys stick around, because there's just a little bit more left of Journeys with Rebecca. Stay tuned. Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for with the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Are you looking for a low-cost way to drink the purest water possible? We know that many of you are concerned about the purity of the water you drink, and having a good source of pure water is vitally important. We've discovered a new gravity water filtration system, the Our Garden Pure Water System. Now, here are some of the features that make this product unique. Multi-layers of filtration, a ceramic pre-filter, activated carbon filter, a mineral bead layer, as well as natural conditioning through mineral stones, and the final stage, magnetic restructuring. An excellent water system at a great price. This remarkable water purifier is all you'll ever need to produce great tasting water free of harmful contaminants, all 100% risk-free. Experience the pleasure of great tasting water or your water system today. www.perfectlyorganic.net. That's perfectlyorganic.net.
A psychic that you can believe in, trust in, someone who will listen to you, find out your needs, then provide you with real answers, useful information that can actually make a difference. Rebecca Jernigan. Call and schedule your private consultation from a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, Rebecca Jernigan. Call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Or find out more at www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Guest, Sri Rani G. And again, that website is onenessmovement.org. Now, you can also get to that website from my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. Oh, and please be sure to check out the sponsors of Journeys. There's Fate Magazine, www.fatemag.com. And for the best supplements ever, perfectlyorganic.net. And also Sandy Andrew, your universallearningseries.com. And, of course, all of the great affiliates, you'll find their banner links on the website. You know, you can show support with Journeys by Rebecca by supporting our sponsors and our affiliates. Now, under the Journeys News section, you're going to find all the latest events. I will be broadcasting live from the Queen Mary for the Ghost Fest 2 on September 28th and 29th and airing right here in KC Online Radio. So send your questions on ghosts, spirits, EVPs, hauntings to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com and be sure to listen in. All times are posted on the website. This is going to be so much fun. So go ahead, join in the fun and send me those questions. And in October, I will be at the Learning Annex on the Paranormal 411 panel. Now, you know, each week I do two new shows, so be sure to check out the live show on Saturday. That's from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And please, go ahead and join me this Saturday. Don't forget to sign up for the free and confidential newsletter that I send out weekly to inform you of upcoming guests, show topics, contact information for the show. What a joy and honor to be with you here today. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good night.